The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Senator Trone Garriott from Dallas County. The pledge, following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance led by Paige Elizabeth Hunter.
Good morning. The senators in this room represent people of a diversity of religious beliefs, including those whose beliefs are not religious. Today, I am honored to offer words of gathering from Jason Bunnell, who joins us today. Jason is a resident of the Des Moines Metro. He is a combat veteran, a graduate of Iowa State University, serves as treasurer of the nonprofit Hispanic Educational Resources, and is a member of the Iowa Atheists and Freethinkers. Let us gather our hearts and minds for today. Today, senators gather to fulfill their duty to the state of Iowa as elected representatives, charged with handling the business of constituents from communities large and small, rural and urban, and everything in between. As the session begins today, let us celebrate that this body represents a diverse group of ethnicities, backgrounds, lifestyles, and beliefs. There are many traditions and practices that are observed across the state, and this is the fundamental practice that makes our state great. From former Governor Ray welcoming refugees to Iowa, to Iowa's leading role in recognizing marriage equality. The common thread from river to river is our shared humanity and the value that we place on our fellow Iowans. The humanity and well-being of our neighbors is and ought to be of paramount importance to all as we take on the August task of considering legislation and honoring our responsibilities to the people of Iowa. This common humanity is what binds us all together, even as we find differences between our beliefs, who we love, or even our political affiliation. We are called by the state constitution to provide for the protection, security, and benefit of all people, not only the people we worship with or live with or vote with. It is our shared humanity that binds us together. Recognizing that the duties and actions in this chamber are sure to echo far into the future, may the consideration of our common humanity be at the forefront of our actions and discussion. With clear eyes, based on science and reason, we can achieve a better world for our children and our grandchildren. May all be led by reason and science and empathy for our fellow Iowans as we consider our work today towards a better future where all Iowans, both for Iowans today and for those who are yet to come. Thank you.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? There's no business in the well. Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions? The chair recognizes the senator from Dallas, Senator Chapman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, would I be in order for an introduction?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. President, colleagues of the Senate. 2021 was an exceptional year for Van Meter athletics. The girls' 4x800 team became the first Van Meter group to win an event at the state track meet. The Van Meter girls' golf team won its second 2A state golf championship. The baseball team won its third straight 2A state baseball title, and the football team won its second 1A state football championship in the fall. Van Meter teams have now won 8 state titles since 2016 in a variety of both boys and girls sports, and 2021 marked the 6th straight year that Van Meter has won at least one state championship. All of the student athletes here today compete in multiple activities and also perform well outside of the playing field, as indicated by being the state's highest scoring high school in 2021 according to the Iowa School Performance Profiles. We're all very proud of the accomplishments of the Van Meter School District and their athletes, so please welcome these athletes to the Iowa Senate.
Well, congratulations, and of course, I have a bit of a vicarious honor of recognizing the Van Meter accomplishments because my dear clerk, Sarah, is also an assistant coach there. So congratulations to all of you for your excellence on the field. For what purpose does the senator from Scott, Senator Knoyer, seek the floor?
For an announcement, Mr. President.
You are in order.
Well, today is STEM Day at the Capitol. On the first floor rotunda from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., an assembly of Iowans carrying out some of the most exciting innovations in education will be exhibiting. Iowa STEM programs are ushering the future of school as we know it, thanks to our support. They will have refreshments for legislators, so please come by and see why Iowa STEM program is the most studied, replicated, and well-known among STEM advocates across the nation and around the world. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. For what purpose does the Senator from Mitchell, Senator Brown, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in order for a brief announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. President. So last week we were blessed with being able to see FFA and IJAG in the Capitol. We have great youth in the Capitol again today. And one of the organizations that we'll be in is 4-H. So if you guys get an opportunity to visit with some of the 4-Hers, they should be in the Capitol between 10 and noon. I highly recommend giving them a little bit of your time today as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Brown. Seeing no other senators seeking recognition, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitford. Pardon me. Are there any senators seeking the floor for points of personal privilege? I guess I understand that will be done later. So the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitford.
Thank you, Mr. President. Republicans will caucus in room 22, and I would move the Senate recess until the conclusion of the Natural Resource Committee.
You heard the motion from the Senator Polk, Senator Whitford, to recess. All of those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is recessed until the conclusion of the Natural Resources Committee meeting.
Republican caucus immediately in room 22. Republican caucus immediately in room 22.